This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our two previous visits, we started a 4S study of 2 Thessalonians 1. We noted and spread out before us many of the details found in this chapter. The next step is to sort these details into a number of groups or topics. When I did this, the topics that came to my mind were prayer, perseverance, promises, purpose, praise, provisions, and power. Then, as I tried structuring these thoughts into an outline, I came up with a couple of possibilities. If you focus the chapter as a prayer, you would find that, as usual, Paul began his prayer with thanksgiving. He was thankful for the way these believers were persevering in their faith walk in the face of persecution. As he thanked God for their steadfastness, he also affirmed his confidence in God to eventually set things right. This might not happen immediately, but it will happen ultimately at the coming of our Lord Jesus. Then he specifically prayed that they would not just persevere, but that they would lead a life of purpose. Depending on God's enabling power, they could expect to live in a way that was worthy of his calling and that would ultimately bring praise and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul knew that would only take place as a result of the grace of Christ operating in their lives and in their behalf. In summary, Paul was confident that living faithfully for Christ, no matter the cost, would in the end be worth it all. He prayed that these Christians would understand God's promise of justice and the provisions necessary to make the most of their situation. If you'd like to listen again to this program for further reflection, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.